5 years ago today, Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi was lured to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul to have documents signed for a planned marriage. He never came out.
Jamal Khashoggi's murder, his martyrdom, lives on.
David Ignatius worked with Khashoggi for 15 years before that day. He shared with me memories of a passionate journalist who looked at the world with a twinkle in his eye. And he says Khashoggi would probably be shocked that so little has been done to bring his killers to justice. In a recent column, Ignatius writes that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman seems to understand, quote, the murder of this dissident journalist was wrong, even though he still won't take personal responsibility for the operation the CIA says he authorized.
To this day, Mohammed bin Salman has not taken responsibility for that. And some of the people who were crucial to that operation remain at liberty, have never been charged. More important, the instruments of repression that led to Jamal Khashoggi's death are still in place. They're not visible, but this is as repressive, as potentially dictatorial a regime as it was 5 years ago. That should concern everybody. It certainly would have shocked Jamal.
What's the top thing that still makes you angry or frustrated by all this?
So I think any reasonable person has to say that there have been remarkable changes in Saudi Arabia in the 5 years since Jamal died. Women aren't simply driving. That began when Jamal was still alive. But they mix freely in Saudi society with men. The hijab is not enforced. The religious police have been disbanded. What bothers me is that those changes have been implemented essentially by force. Religious conservatives who aren't happy, they ended up in prison. I mean, this is a person who is modernizing Saudi Arabia at gunpoint. And the idea that Saudi Arabia might actually normalize relations with Israel, that's amazing. Something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. But I think we should understand that this is a modernizing dictator.
If, say, all of this continues, normalizing relations possibly with Israel, Saudi Arabia continuing doing business in the United States, the further we get from that and the more that that happens, do you think or are you concerned that the brutal nature of what happened to him will be somehow forgotten or lessened when history tells it?
It won't be forgotten by people who care about the kingdom. Jamal was an example of the process of change that's happening in Saudi Arabia. He was an avatar, you could say. He had a taste of freedom as a journalist. He wanted more. He encouraged the opening of his kingdom, the change of some of these traditional social rules. He wanted more. I think it's a mistake to close ourselves off to Saudi Arabia or most places. I think, you know, even the most repressive regimes are, you know, the people in those places want to be in solidarity with people around the world, including the United States. So I try to maintain my contacts, talk to people, and keep alive the idea that if Jamal had the guts to challenge this regime, so should other people.
That's Washington Post columnist David Ignatius. David, thanks.
Thank you.